Blog Talk Radio.
And it ain't still 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10. Right before the fun was about to begin.
Hey. Hello, everybody. We're back.
Yeah.
Welcome to another Tuesday's episode of Kale's Corner. And there's a reason why I picked that song. Because the freaks coming out tonight. You hear me? The freaks are coming out tonight. You know it? I'm talking about this NBA play-in. And you know what? Nothing for nothing. Every player that's complaining about this NBA play-in or has something negative to say, poo-poo you. You know what I mean? Poo-poo you. Because the NBA has managed to figure a way to give us a playoff within the playoffs. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But boy, I can't wait for tonight. I cannot wait for tonight. You know, the NHL playoffs has begun. You know, we're going to break down who's looking strong so far. You know, them Caps, man. Them Caps. I see a difference with this team, and I'm going to get into more detail with what is the difference that I see with this team. I'm just going to preface all this with I'll be surprised if the Caps make it out of the first round because of this difference that I see from them as a team. All right, we're going to jump into the NFL. We're going to talk a little bit, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know. And we're going to pick several teams have been, excuse me. We're going to discuss Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to talk about some of the teams that have been labeled as a landing spot for him. You know, and I want to know who you think is going to win the services of Mr. Rodgers this year. Yeah, so we going down that road, y'all. We going down that road. Prepare yourself, Miss Treece. How are you? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
That birthday still holding on to you?
Let it go. Hey, bro, my goodness. I got so much 49ers stuff. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. 49ers, Dad, very
wayable. But like you said, Kale, and we were talking about the gifts and all that kind of stuff, if you just listen to what people say, like, I love money. My kids know they can't never go wrong with giving me money. I'm not, you know.
Right.
But they also know that I love the 49ers. Like, they will buy me anything 49ers, and they know I'm going to be ecstatic about it. So I had a wonderful, and I'm still having a wonderful birthday.
Well, there you go. You know, I appreciate that, you know. The fact that my co-host is still celebrating and enjoying hers. So since you're still in celebration mode, We're going to hit this one here real quick, and we will be right back. 563-999-3782, NBA playoff time.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We going to party like it's your birthday. We going to sip a party like it's your birthday.
Yeah.
And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front.
Now I want to get right into it. I want to get right into it. Happy birthday. We start this playoff game. We have the Hornets and the Pacers facing off at 6:30. And then we have the Wizards and the Celtics facing off at 9 o'clock. Then tomorrow, there's the Spurs and the Grizzlies facing off at 7 p.m. And then the Warriors and the Lakers at 10 p.m. Girl, I'm excited about what's to come. It is like, you know, because if I'm not mistaken, and Ted, help me out here. Welcome, brother Ted.
Hey, what's up there? Oh, KG, hey, how you doing? And happy birthday. Also, continue, like my brother Kale said, hey, brother Kale at Kale's Corner. How y'all doing?
Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, 7 and 8, if whoever lose in that is not disqualified, right? One of them will take the 7th seed, and the other one will take the 8th. Now 9 and 10, whoever lose there, one will be disqualified.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had that right, because, you know, basically what this tells me is I'm going to be enjoying some Wizards basketball beyond the night, no matter what happens in Boston tonight. And I'm telling you, my neighbor's going to be mad at me because I'm blasting Freaks Come Out at night. You hear me? As loud as I can get it, I'm blasting. I don't know why. I want to commend the commissioner because he has found a way to awaken my love for basketball again with this play-in. You know, it's one thing when teams have already settled what and who's who and what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. And now we don't know. We don't know. And we're getting a playoff before the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, I think you stuck your foot in your mouth, man. Seriously. By saying whoever.
They AC.
Right. So they're going to make
Steph Curry.
Right. So they're just the only thing up for battle with them is the same with the Wizards and the Celtics. The difference in the 7th or remaining the 8th seed. But you know, if they lose, nobody goes home there. They still have games left to play, right?
Okay, so the 7th or 8th, whoever wins between that game, that team plays the 8th and 9th team. I mean, people. Then those two players play against each other, and then whoever wins that game go further.
No.
Okay.
So it's just a process of elimination.
I might be wrong, but this is what I got. Let me just say this is what I got. I'm not disputing what you said, but I might be wrong, totally wrong. But I thought that the seven, and I'm also asking for, I'm asking also in this question by making a statement too, is I thought the seventh and eighth play each other, then the ninth and tenth play each other. So I thought the loser, though, of the seventh and eighth play the winner of the tenth and the of the ninth and the tenth.
Right.
So that's one more game they have to play. No, you
I
said the winner. But
I'm sorry. You're right. It's the loser.
So
the loser
so the winner,
of the seventh and eighth
right.
plays the winner see, of the ninth and tenth.
Right,
right.
Because you
and
know the seventh
who,
place is still seventh place. So
right.
whoever win that game will now be the seventh place.
Right.
And then
it's,
the loser
right.
plays the ninth and tenth. And so whoever wins that game is in eighth spot.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the
be
sixth.
Right.
Correct
okay.
Ted?
Okay.
Am I saying
yes,
it right
ma'am.
Now?
Yes, ma'am. That's it, dear.
Yeah. Okay.
Great on the clarification. But either way, y'all, we are going to be, man, some good. We about to see some good basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, my, man. Mm-hmm. We about to see some good basketball. You hear me? And
yeah,
I can't wait. I cannot wait until 1 through 6. Get back and get in the play and get involved.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love watching the game.
Y'all gonna beat them Celtics. I can't wait for 9 o'clock. Y'all gonna beat them Celtics.
I hope so. Bradley Beal dealing with an injury. For real.
Yeah, but they're dealing with people that's out. Like Jaylen Brown.
He's gone. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's can get by them with the squad y'all have, and they haven't really been in cohesive neither. Y'all just need to play a little defense, a little harder than them.
And then
just make every possession count. I totally agree with y'all about as far as I'm excited again. I think it has rekindled my love again because I was stopped kind of watching basketball because the regular season was just pooey. And like you say, whoever says it's no good, pooey on them, Kel, and pooey on LeBron, because this is what he was worried about of having to play. Because even if they win, they still going to be in trouble. Because that next round is going to – that first round for them is going to be in trouble. They're gonna have to. If they get past Golden State, you know, I'm saying they probably will. But they're gonna have to meet somebody in the first round, the official first round. It's gonna be tough for them. It's gonna be tough.
Hey, you know what? I heard a conversation today. What is the name? Forgive me, guys, for not remembering his name. But the head coach for the Celtics. What is his name again?
Brad Stevens.
Exactly. Thank y'all. And the conversation went as far as, you know, he's not a good coach and his message is falling on dead ears with his players and they talked about how everybody comes and so far the majority of you know, like Kyrie Irving and I forgot the other guy's name, but they leave the Celtics. Nobody, Kemba Walker, I forgot who else they named, but it made me go, huh?
Tatum.
What'd you say? Who?
Tatum. Were they talking about Tatum?
Tatum. But it made me go, You know, it was a really, I had a moment thinking about that. If it was any other coach, he'd be labeled not a good coach. Yes, he got them to the Western Conference Finals, but that's as far as he's gotten to Celtics. And if you think back to the players that the Celtics have had, they've had a squad. As my man Ted would say, they got a whip. You know what I mean? They got a whip. And Brad Stevens has never been able to get them further than the Eastern Conference Finals. Is it safe to say, is it okay to say, he's not the coach that we think he is? And I don't want to call him a bad.
Yeah, I got some. Name me anybody on this team. Don't Google. Just go right off the top of your head. Name me three players on the Celtics team right now. Besides Jason, Jalen, and Marcus Smart. Smart. Name me three players.
You just stumped me.
There you go.
Hey, come on, help me, Dad.
Well, you got Robert Williams. You got Tristan Thompson. No, I didn't.
No,
my job is to be a basketball aficionado. I do know these
players.
Because
you're a basketball.
You know why? We're not talking about you, because you know too much.
We're talking about
okay,
the
well,
average.
You know what?
If the average person can just name me three people right now, not you, Ted, because you're a guru.
I get your point. I totally get your point that they irrelevant now. They have went down. And like
well, they're not irrelevant. Point. You just don't know who they are.
The Boston Celtics itself, because they have a tradition where they're known to be winners and this and that, and they talked about
right.
this and they always could be there. Because that subject is really close to me because Doc Rivers, okay, he came off a championship, and I don't know what the deal was with between him and Danny Ainge, if Doc wanted to leave or what have you, or if he wanted to get a little more piece of that pie they wouldn't give him, so he wanted to leave and thought he was going to get
yeah.
a little bit more in L.A., you know, because he had ties back with them for being a player with the Clippers and stuff. But that went funky because of Paul George and what's the name, you know, because it caters to the players. They, you know, But to say that any other coach would have been got fired. Oh, because of the job he has done with the Celtics. He has not done a good job. Even though, you know, he had rotations in and out and people heard this and that, other teams had the same situation. But as far as that team he had, I don't know who made decisions, but they didn't do a good job when it was trading time was coming as far as picking up a different piece. They got Fournier, okay, but I don't think he was that answer to what they were missing. And so then also, like Kel say, real quick, he's not getting their attention. They not listening to him because he shows not whipping them about playing defense. You know, only Marcus Smart is really trying to play, not the whole team. What's the name? Just look at players. Tatum.
Okay.
He was just looking at players, let players go
right.
past him, you know, and what have you. So, I just don't know. But go ahead. I'm sorry for taking it. Go ahead.
You don't got to be sorry. We on Kale's corner. Everybody get a turn.
Lou.
Welcome
in, Lou. Welcome in. Can you name three Celtic players, and without Google, without any type of search, can you name three players on the Celtics? Because that was a great question, T. I love those questions that stump me like that.
Name three players on the Boston Celtics besides Jalen Smith, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart.
Smart.
What about that guy, Tyler Hero?
He's not on Celtics.
Okay. The Hero's not on the Celtics. I don't think
Thank
he
you.
Is.
You made my point. Thank you, Lou. So, like I said, the average person don't know who's on the team. So y'all talking about Y'all talking about the team not listening to him. It's not that the team not listening to him. They're just too young. The average person on their team, they're between 20 and 25, 26 years old. They're young men that don't nobody really know. They got Peyton Pritchard. Have you heard of him? Okay, no.
Yes.
Have you heard of him? Okay, well, he's on the team. Nobody knew he was on the team. And he plays. Semi Ojale.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Naismith. Jabari Parker.
Oh, so, wow. And the thing about it, Jabari Parker was with the Wizards last year. I don't know why. I didn't know.
Yeah, like Ted said, Evan Fournier is there. Taco Fall is there. Romeo Langford is there. Luke Kornet is there. They got a lot of good players that's there, but don't nobody know who they are because they're young players. And all of the other people are gone.
Well, could it be Stevens not playing them enough? Could it be Stevens is not playing them enough? Because Utah's a young team.
Yeah.
Utah's a young team. They're known. The Spurs have a young team.
Utah team.
Huh?
I don't know nobody in Utah either besides Mitchell Joker.
Who else? And they win it,
though. But they winning.
Yeah. Yeah, they are winning.
But they're winning.
They are.
So it's not a matter of that. It's just a matter of if
so,
his coach.
So which way are you going, Tree? Which way are you going? Are you saying it's because they're young, or is it really a Brad Stevens thing?
It's because they're young.
Yeah.
So is his message being lost on these youngins, or you know,
they know everything.
So you're going with the coach?
Yeah. They need to listen to the coach more, and because he's a good coach. Now I don't know if
a good young coach
the locker room. Yeah, he's a good young coach. So that way, that's what I'm saying. They should be able to relate to him, not let his. The way he's relating to them is not conducive to them. Like, it's just going over their head. It may be too high for them, or it may be too low for them. I don't know. But what it is, the message is getting lost somewhere. The message is getting lost because either they don't believe what he's saying, or somebody else is telling them different in their ear. And so when they get to where they're going, the message gets lost because they have too many people in their ears.
And this too happens, and we don't pay enough attention to this in my book. Sometimes that message just gets mundane. Sometimes that message just gets okay. We know what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do. Yeah, we know that. You know, and in that as a head coach, you know, again, I know I coach Little League, not pro, not high school, not college, but Little League. But there are still things that coincide and coexist in all phases of coaching. And when your message is lost, that's like Ted just said, that's when the players won't perform to their best on defense. Everybody loves offense. Everybody loves the showboat and to call out the Michael Jordan when they hitting a layup or a dunk. How many times have you ever heard anybody say, Dennis Rodman? How many times have you ever heard anyone say the glove, Gary Payton? Now on the urban court in basketball court. Rutgers Park and Anacostia and Lord forgive me, but I really miss Berry Farm. I really miss Berry Farm. But on those courts, we'll hear people saying, "I'm about to put that glove on you. I'm about to lock you down. That glove about to lock you." You know what I mean? But for the most part, we hear people giving props to their offensive production. And because everybody loves offense, it's easy to tell a player, make sure he's shooting the ball. Make sure that this shot is open. And the way everybody, I'm waiting to see Taco Charlton pull up for a three. I am really waiting for that. You know what I mean? It'll be the equivalent. It'll be the equivalent of a Manute Bol. He has. Oh, my goodness. Did he make it?
Did he make it?
He might have made one of them.
I think he made one of them.
Because he's taken more than one, because that's why he got happy and took more than one, because he made one before. So,
yeah.
I remember
Come on, man.
One of them was because the clock was running down and it was about to be, you know, timeout and all that. It was, you know, so they had to, he had to shoot it. And he just shot it from where he was at. But the other ones, he prepared himself and shot the three.
Wow. And I can blame, I can't blame anyone but the coach. You give them that confidence. You give them that go ahead to do that. And these guys are doing it, and you're taking so much away from the game.
Right.
To me. In my book.
Right.
In my book. You're taking away from this game, man. The fundamentals. The fundamentals of basketball. You know, and Ted, I got to give you your props for this. Ted said, are you going to watch the females? And I said, I don't really know, man. They blow me. It's boring. But I watched the Mystics on their championship run a few years ago. And those women, it was nobody showboating. It was nobody glamorizing, look at me. No, them women was scuffling. They was hustling. And they were playing defense and fundamental sound basketball.
It
took me back. It took me back to when I was in school, you know, or when I was in the military. And, you know, the way the coaches taught us and stayed on that about, you can dunk, but we don't need that. We don't need that. Yeah, you can shoot that three-pointer, but a two is just as good. And if you're feeling that good about yourself, put your head down, drive to the basket, and get three. And coaches, our coaches used to really lose their mind when hell, they didn't even like the power forwards to shoot three. And if a center shot a three, oh my goodness, the whole team would be running and doing extra calisthenics because this big man shot a three. What happened to those days? Why is it all of a sudden everybody is glamorized with the three-point shot? Why? Why? And I understand it's the most point you can get at one time. I understand that.
No, exactly. You can get a foul for it, three and a foul.
Yeah, which is 4 points. You're absolutely correct.
It's been done.
But look at this. They're shooting a three, maybe 10, 15 daggone feet behind the three-point line. The other team can't even catch up to them to foul them.
Right.
The players can't even go and foul to you know, give them the four-point opportunity. I was watching the other night, and I did see Bertrand. Why does his name slip me every time I want to talk about it? But I did see Bertrand shoot a three for the Wizards, and he was fouled at the same time, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, they do still call the 4-point play. You know, they do produce that. But I mean, for the most part, you got guys shooting, like I say, so far back that you don't even give the defense time to set up to foul. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. And I was shocked. I was shocked that the women's game felt more like, well, I remember a Detroit Pistons game. And I forgot exactly who they was playing. Y'all forgive me. But Detroit held these people to like 59, 69 points. And they only had like 70, 75, 80.
Right.
But their defense as a team, man, was, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Them boys would not, they weren't letting that other team off the hook. And they put everything that they had into the defensive end. And they called turnover after turnover. You know, miss shot after miss shot because guys were shooting the ball before Detroit could come and set up on them, set up defense on them. Now, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love seeing the Wizards outscore a team 150 to 110, 111 or whatever. But my heart really and my soul really misses the day of teams actually playing defense and teams actually holding other teams. I mean, call me weird, but I got more joy out of watching these guys play defense than I do shooting the ball in the hoop.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. But, you know,
Twitch's own, really.
And hopefully the league will get back to that. You know, hopefully the league will pick back up on that, and we'll start seeing teams really put defense first. You know,
we hope,
because it's a phase of the game. It's a phase of the game, and it's really almost being wiped out completely to me.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, you know, but again, back to my first point, I appreciate the commissioner and the league officials who all had a hand in with this playoff play-in. I really do, because it's given us something to hunger and to because this game tomorrow between the Lakers and the Warriors, man,
yeah.
I can't wait.
I cannot
wait, because I really think that this, like Ted said, LeBron James is in trouble, man. They in trouble, you know. And it's not just because of who they're playing, but the fact that these guys have been injured. These guys have they've really seriously been going through something here. And
I tell you,
we all know, everybody under the sound of my voice know, one good player will never beat a team. But a whole team will always beat one good player.
Yeah.
And you can take that to the bank. Cash that check. That's good money.
Yeah, but
that's
at the same time,
money.
You need to play if your player is healthy, though.
And we all know that they're not healthy.
Yeah.
LeBron and them are not healthy. We saw him tweak his and you know what? And this feels like hate for all the people that tell me I'm hating. This does feel like hate on my part. Well, let me say it first, Lou. Let me say it.
Okay.
I'm watching LeBron, and I saw the tweak of the ankle. It really seems to me like he's prefabbing his excuses for you know, if they do exit the playoffs. It seemed like the excuses are being prefab. Am I the only one that feels that way?
Well,
come on.
Well, I can't read too much into it, but it just seems like every time somebody talking about something else, y'all, he got to chime in. So, you know.
I mean, I don't mind that part. I don't mind that part at all. I appreciate some of his commentary. You know, so I don't mind that part at all. I'm just looking at it like, did you really hurt your ankle? You know, you tweaked it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is your ankle really hurt, or are you prefabbing an excuse for once, you know, this thing gets real? You know, and
right.
I don't want to say the man is faking an injury because I really don't think he would do that. But
right.
At the same time, you know, that title of the king, that can go to one's head. We don't know how his reaction or response will be in a losing effort. With the title, the king, having that title,
yeah.
The king, you know, and that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying the man is making an excuse. I'm saying that it really, really feels like it. And I'm not putting this on him, Damon. Chill with your haters. I'm not hating on the man. I'm not saying anything negative to the man about the man, but it just seems funny to me. The closer we get to these playoffs, the more we hear of, AD is not 100%. LeBron is not 100%. We're not hearing this about anybody else. We're not hearing this about anybody else, but we're constantly hearing it about AD, LeBron, and to me, it's like, okay, y'all building an excuse. You guys are making it so it'll be said, well, they didn't have a full team, like Lou just said. Like Lou just said. You know, where these guys are injured.
Dude.
I mean, is that just me?
No, because that's how it's going to be. That's how they do. That's how they do. When they think something's going to go right, they always put the narrative out there first. Just same thing they did with Deshaun Watson. Like, they put the narrative out there because now he wants to leave. So they put the narrative out there. I didn't mean to switch the sport up on you. But
you good. You good. You good.
I'm just giving you an example of how the league will put something out there so that you can go on that just in case, quote unquote, put your fingers up, quote unquote, if something, if he don't make it or he don't do this or he, oh, well, we told y'all he was hurt and we said he was hurt too over here. And, you know, it's just an excuse. It's just a round of Ben type thing. Like, everybody do that. Like, if they know, the player is not 100%. Because if LeBron was 100%, they wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
They wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
Him or AD, neither one of them, they wouldn't be in this situation because they would still be number three or number two. And they wouldn't have to do none of this. So that's why I'm saying, like you said, they put it out there already. He's hurt. AD limping. You know, Kyrie wobbling. Harden. You know, they don't. Harden, KD, Kevin Durant. They've been on the same team, but they only played together 8 times. So if they do win it all, it's gonna be they won it all. They only won 8 games, and nobody else did it ever in life before.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good, but that's how they do. They put the narrative out there first.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm glad. I'm still glad that we got basketball tonight. Again, we have the Hornets and the Pacers at 6:30, and my Wizards take on the Celtics at 9 p.m. So, hey, get your popcorn. It's a Tuesday night of basketball, and I'm going to love every single second minute of it.
Well, I got to get the coffee so I can stay up and stuff.
You got to get your coffee.
Yeah, I'm doing some chores up to the end and stuff. Cook a little dinner and stuff, and then like get my coffee ready with put some honey in it. Try that for a change and stuff. Instead of that sugar. I'm trying to get right. You know,
man.
Don't put no sugar in it. Just get you something else. Get the sweetener. I miss coffee so much.
I miss coffee so much, man. I never really realized how much coffee was a part of my morning routine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I miss it so much. The other day I went in the kitchen and just stood there staring at my coffee mug because I wanted a cup of coffee so bad. We gonna bring my man 57, man. What's up, 57?
Hey,
what's up, everybody?
What's going on, 57? How you doing, brother?
Nothing much. So we finally getting down to the playoffs, where we get to see if the Philadelphia 76ers can win with their 7-foot center shooting 3-pointers all night. You know, we get to see what the Brooklyn Nets gonna look like with all three players on the court at the same time. There ain't nobody hobbling, you know. L.A. been playing the same game all season long. AD could have played a long time ago. They just resting people. You know, and the NBA knows about it. You're going to put your best money product out there when it comes time for money time. Playoffs is money time. You're going to make sure that the Lakers can be out there. You're going to make sure that Brooklyn can be out there. Them guys could have played a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I mean, let me ask you a question. Has it not built the enthusiasm in you?
Nope.
Because before you came on 57, Ted and I both were talking about how exciting and this play-in has brought a whole nother element to this NBA playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel that?
No, I don't. No, I really don't. And the reason why I'm going to tell you why is because when they first hooked up this team in Brooklyn with these three guys together, then they got James Harden there. You know, I just couldn't wait to see all three of them on the floor together for more than 7 or 8 games. To see if they could really dominate the East like I thought they would, to see how they were going to look together on the court. You know, I was looking forward to that. You know, I was looking forward to seeing how AD and LeBron would play together if they had a whole season together like this year would be. And we didn't get to see it. So as far as enthusiasm, my enthusiasm was at the beginning of the season or, you know, when they hooked these lineups up. And you just couldn't wait to see him play, but we haven't gotten that opportunity. And James Harden is not getting the credit that he deserves for holding this team down through the time. That's right, for holding this team together during the time when Kyrie and Durant were sitting on the bench. He ain't getting enough credit for it.
So is that your beef for real, 57? Is that your beef for real, man?
Yeah, I'm coming at you for real. That's how I feel about it.
You're going to watch tonight's play-in games, right?
You know what? If something else good is on TV that can take my interest, it's not like I'm dying.
Ain't nothing else good gonna be on unless you want to watch Alaska, The Last Frontier. Ain't nothing else good gonna be on.
I don't believe he said that though.
Or I can watch Wicked Tuna. Or Wicked Tuna. I can watch either one of those.
Those are my shows.
Mine too, Kale.
Can I respond to 57?
Yep.
Hey, slap me, hit me upside my head. I'm 57. I'm so sorry. No, I mean no disrespect, brother. I am so sorry.
I just answered them. I don't even bother.
Thank you, he appreciated it. Thank you, my brother.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, 57. Now, I agree with you as far as we wanted to see how these teams were going to go the regular season. We wanted to see that. I totally agree. So we didn't see that. We saw a somewhat of a whatever kind of regular season it was. So my excitement wasn't – it just lost it, okay? I stopped watching basketball as I saw how many players was getting hurt. Okay, and then some players was opting to did not play, and then some players just how the game has been going. Okay, so a lot of times I will watch it, but I am excited about this play-in thing. To me, my opinion, because I think, like I say, the teams who have a chance now to get in there, they have something to play for. Because before when you're in tenth place, you didn't have no chance. But now you got a chance. So it's going to be exciting. All these teams are going to leave it out there, especially that 9 and 10 spot. You know, they got opportunities that they didn't have before. So I think that's what brings another excitement to it. But like Kill said, the NBA has been always groundbreaking with the times. From David Silver to Adam Silver is the one now, but the one before him, David Stern, who groomed Adam Silver, and then he just continued to make it grow. Whatever happens, mm-hmm. they still got to continue to keep it moving, and they have done that. So I'm excited for me. I'm excited personally. Well, I'm excited to see this.
Are you excited because the brand of basketball you gonna see? Or are you going excited just because it's another basketball game? It's more basketball.
I don't know.
Okay, now we're playing 17 games. Are you excited about the brand of football that's going to be played? Or are you excited because just going to see more football games? Which one is
it? We won't know what type of brand is going to be played until it happens. So,
what is your anticipation of this play-in game? Because college been doing play-in games forever. You can't even remember who the play-in team was.
Let me say this. 7 and 8, they know it's a tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 9 and 10, yeah. They don't really know if there's a tomorrow.
Exactly.
They don't, and they're going to put a little more in to their game than that 9 and 10 game, and that's just my personal feeling. But I also believe nobody wants to start their playoff run with a loss. No one wants to be the team. Exactly. Exactly. No one wants to be that team. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna come right back to it. 563-999-3782. 57 just asked a great question. Are we excited because we're seeing more basketball, or do we think it's going to be a better brand of basketball? I need your answer when we come back. You be my pal with that
I almost got out this chair.
Come on, Ted.
Hey, what's up?
Come on. What was the point you?
Well, I wanted to say, you said you, well, like 50 said, say the colleges, you know, have been have 57 been saying the colleges have been playing in. I'm gonna write it on my. I'm gonna write it everywhere. I'm gonna keep it on my.
I love it.
57 said college has been playing in, and he's definitely correct. So I just said, instead of saying the final four, we're going to say the first four.
Okay.
Because they tried to play in to get the last spot in the East and the West playing position. So for the first four.
The NBA is kind of putting the dessert first then. If we want to really look at it, because I'm telling you that game in the East between the Lakers and the Warriors, hey man,
that's the West.
I'm sorry, that game in the West. Okay, I'm sorry. Damn, that's the West, bro. I feel that game is going to go down to the wire.
Yeah.
I think, and this is just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I think LeBron, we're going to see, as long as he's healthy and can manufacture this type of movement, we're going to see LeBron of old. We're not going to see this cat that we have grown accustomed to. We're going to see the cat that was given the title the king. Because I you say what you want. Say what you want. I know for a fact this man does not want to lose. That team does not want to lose. Because well, you got to understand, the same people who have been praising him and giving him all these accolades and achievements will be the same ones who are putting him down. You know, and that is going to that's going to sting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that's going to sting. So I think he'll be driven a little more. And with Curry is, hey, you know, this is my chance to solidify my name. Think about it. Almost everybody has been the MVP except for Curry when they've won, when they've won it all. Almost everyone has been the MVP or the player of note, you know,
mm-hmm.
except for Curry. Well, this time he's kind of doing it on his own. He's kind of
mm-hmm.
doing it by himself because there's no only other player there to help him is Draymond.
Yeah, because Wiggins is iffy.
Sometimes. Wiggins is iffy. Oubre, you know. But you don't know what you're going to get from Oubre.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to get from Oubre because he's never been this far.
Right.
He you know, playing with the Wizards, he's never been this far. So, I mean, it's a question mark. It's a serious question mark. But I mean, and this 57 is what is going to make this game interesting. It's what is making this whole play-in situation interesting. Now, seven and eight, because they still in it, whether they win or lose, I can understand what you're saying. But 9 and 10, huh? 9 and 10, you got to win to get in.
Yeah,
and nothing will be more hurtful than the King one and done.
Can I say one thing before you go on?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
go ahead.
So you know the Lakers are currently seventh. Golden State is
mm-hmm.
currently eighth. So they're both, I'm looking at both going to get in because whoever, either the Lakers or Golden State, they got to play Memphis or the Spurs, and both of those teams are hurting. So my take is whoever wins between the Lakers and Golden State tonight, it's just a
tomorrow
win.
Night.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, we won. And then the next person go on, and
tomorrow
then
night.
They're going to have to beat either the Spurs or Minnesota so they can solidify their side.
Well, let me
it's
ask
in both 9 and 10 home. Because 9 and 10 look like they're going home. It don't matter who wins. They're still going – both teams are still going home.
Yeah.
Because they have to play either the Lakers or Golden State.
Well, let me ask you one question. How many teams in each division?
Oh, yeah.
It's 16.
I
didn't
break it down like that. I think it's 8. Four.
Nah, it's 16. It's 32 teams
what
total.
If I say it's like 4-4-4-4.
It got to
be.
Yeah, okay, so I'm just saying, so now with the play-ins, instead of, what is it, 8 teams, now you get 10.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just let everybody in? Just let everybody in. Let's just go ahead and play it like that.
Nah, man,
you know,
they got this playoff.
Let's make it as soft as the end. Let me tell you something.
It's already soft.
I don't watch it. Well, hold on, sis. Listen to me for a second now.
Okay.
Don't watch a lot of basketball this year, sis. And I'm gonna tell you something. The NBA is beginning to breed a mentality of if I touch you, if I get touched, I got to go out for 2 games. You know. If I get scratched on the arm, I got to go out for 2 games. You know, ain't nobody trying. I don't see where people are out there trying to fight back from, okay, I sprained my ankle. You sprained your ankle, and I saw the sprain. You sprained your ankle, and you had to be out for like 20 games from a sprained ankle? When
well,
back
well,
in the day.
It is.
Well, see
know,
wait a minute. We've been seeing this. we have been seeing this. They used to arrest Shaq, but we just never saw it on a scale as grand as we do now. But we've always seen that. We've always seen players being held out and an injury that in the beginning of the season, they come right back. But now we're getting close to the playoffs. That ankle is day to day. You know what I mean? We got a problem with it. You know, he had a setback in his rehabilitation.
He gonna
do y'all know last night when I was watching last night the hockey game, and the man hit the guy with the stick, and he went, you know, like embellishing, you know how LeBron do, you know, I'm hurt, he hit me,
yeah.
You know, he's falling down. Do you know in hockey, you do that, that's a penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In hockey, and guess what? They announced it. Embellishing is a penalty. He had to go in the box and sit down. Thank you. Have a seat, sir. Now, that's what I'm trying to say. We need to do that across all sports. Y'all start embellishing.
Yep.
I bet you you'll stop then. I bet you'll stop because now it's saying to the player, oh, we saw that. We saw you do that.
College basketball
don't
doing
do it
this.
No more because we're going to put you out of the game the next time you do it.
Yep. College basketball doing it now.
Yeah.
That
everybody getting a hold of it now.
Yep. You're right. Well, like you said, we're going to ice it up tonight. We're going to ice it up tonight, and we'll tell you how you're going to feel tomorrow morning. So we ain't gonna miss no, and we ain't missing no two and three games during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. These players are acting like they so soft, like they tissue paper. You blow on them, they fall down to the floor, and they got a concussion. They can't hardly see out one eye. Their leg been twisted up in four different places. Like it's ridiculous. Like you can't touch nobody no more. It's a touch sport though.
And the guys,
you
want to
get touched.
And the guys are going to call themselves the rulers of the NBA. As far as when I'm talking about LeBron, I ain't going to hold it back. You know, LeBron, look, if LeBron can't win it all, there's going to be an excuse for him not being able to. He either hurt.
Well, they
or
already
something.
Put it out there. They already put
an
excuse out there. He hurt. Yeah, he hurt. He's hobbling.
Yeah.
He barely, you know, he coming back off injury. Him, AD, all both of them come back. And even if the Nets can't make it to, you know, win it all. See, if the Lakers supposed to win it all, and if they don't, they some SHIT. If the Lakers don't win it all, they some SHIT. And if Brooklyn Nets don't win it all, they some sugar honey iced tea also.
It's only one title
per year. So somebody gonna be looking like they got egg on their face.
Well,
yeah,
I want to see what it looks like if somebody else other than Golden State or LA come out of the West to play for the title.
Well, I want to see the Wizards come out of the East to play for it. That's what I want.
Well, I tell you what. I would pick Denver if they had Murray. Okay, they're missing a real key link, a vital piece to their team. You know, so I would pick Denver to come out the West. But now I really don't know who to pick yet because, like I said, we have a lot of injuries and stuff, and then I don't know, but when I'll maybe come to a conclusion once the official playoffs start, then I can make a assessment there. And you know, but as far as the East coming out, the Bulls got a chance for a play-in. We got a chance for a play-in, KG. So
they keep saying that, but man, we got
miracles happen. Miracles happen,
yeah,
I know.
I ain't gonna doubt it.
I believe in miracles. But on the real,
I believe in miracles,
in the real world, we really don't have no chance because we might not get past the second game. But for the real world, I would if Washington come out
and then snatch it from me, Ted. How you gonna sell me on the idea to snatch the ticket back from me?
Well, I want to be real. I don't want to sell no jewelry. I don't want to sell no false jewelry now, neither. Though. I want to. I do believe in miracles and all that, but I also believe in.
But you do believe in reality too.
There's a reality.
No, that's
all
not
day,
true.
You know, so especially if it slaps you in the face, you know, you better. But as far as coming out to the East, I think Washington has a better chance as anybody, but. Milwaukee looks strong with that. With Jrue Holiday in the plan, but with Trent Tucker, with them getting him, that's a real good defensive presence. But they need to also know how to use him on the offensive end because he can shoot from that corner. And Giannis need to know when to kick it out to him once he drives and they build that wall and he don't have anything or he in the post, he don't have anything. Because I've seen a game they didn't kick it to PJ, he was calling for the ball and what have you. He sat in that corner because he will pop that corner, three-pointer all day, you know. He's not going to take many, but when he's open, you better at least give him a try.
That's true. That's true, Tay. So
what
true.
You say, Lou? What Lou was saying, son? What you say, Lou?
Okay.
But yeah, I so I'm going to say Milwaukee because they healthy. Everybody's healthy on Milwaukee. And then they got something to really prove, and they showed Brooklyn something. They didn't show them with the three-headed monster plan. But Milwaukee got a three-headed assassins too. They got some bodies over there too, you know.
Yeah.
And they proved they ain't scared of y'all. Bring it, okay, Harden, come on, you know. We got something for that. So
I got a question.
Yep.
I got a question.
Hold that real quick, Trish. We
okay.
up on one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. You want to ask before or you want to wait till after the break?
I'm
going to
wait till after.
Okay. Well, we all going to prepare ourselves for Miss T's question.
Think you're fucking with, I'm the fucking boss. 745 white on white, that's fucking Ross. I cut him wide.
He went from hustling to hurting my ears. You know what I mean? Hey, Debo, that was for you out there on your grind, man, but he went a little too hard for me. Go ahead, Tree. Let's get your question on. Hey, go ahead, Trace.
I have five names that I'm going to give you guys. I want y'all to tell me who y'all think is the MVP of the league right now. I have Giannis and Antetokounmpo, the Joker, Embiid, Steph Curry, and LeBron James.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. We got a new call in. 308. We're going to ask you to answer this question. 308, who is this?
Man, it's Joe. I see my sister.
Hey, Joe.
Bringing stuff to the board. What's up? How y'all doing, everybody?
Also, Joe,
everybody.
Let me ask you, did you hear the question?
I heard you. I did. I just came on. I did hear the question. Me, it depends on if you want to follow the new trend. I heard LeBron speaking the other night. Hold on. I heard LeBron speaking the other night, and he's saying that that the record shouldn't say it all. Now, I remember, I'm going to go back. I remember when Durant kept on coming in second, and because LeBron was on the team with the best record. It used to be the best player for the team with the best record used to win MVP. That's right. How it went. But I saw a year that Kevin was the leading scorer and was on the team, OKC, with the best record, and he still lost. The next year he ended up winning. The next year after that, because they kept giving it to LeBron, if one might remember. Now, if you want to say who's been the most valuable player, and if they weren't on this team, you wouldn't even be hearing about them. You could say Steph Curry, but the record says a lot to me. Now, I say the Joker should be the MVP. The Joker hasn't missed a game, and he's been consistent. And without him, they lost their most dominant. Joker is the most dominant player that touches the ball. He gets the most touches. But they lost their scoring guard. They lost their scoring point guard, and they still winning like they are. So I feel like he should have it. But if you want to start saying, well, the record doesn't matter, then you could start saying a Steph. But then you'll start hearing people say, well, what about Westbrook? You know what I'm saying? I just think your record should have a lot to do with you winning MVP. Anybody can get them numbers up. And then you got Westbrook doing things like he's doing, but also he's on a team. And he stayed on teams that know, let me get this rebound. He's a hound, and he's targeting rebounds. And the guys allow him. I've seen him fight for rebounds with the center. You know what I'm saying?
So your answer is Joker. Okay, good answer. Tim, what you got, Tim?
She said good answer.
Yeah. Hey, it's a good answer. Good answer. Who you got
there? I guess I'll get a good answer because I agree with him.
Oh, okay.
You say the Joker too?
Answers. What you say, Lou?
Yes, sir.
What you say, Lou?
Tough one.
Joker, Embiid, James Curry, and Giannis.
I'm going to go with Curry.
Okay. Okay, you got Curry. 57, what you say?
I'm going to go with Curry also because I believe if he wasn't playing the way he's playing right now, they wouldn't even be in the running for the play-in game. So I have to go with Steph Curry right now. And one more thing. I don't believe that the MVP got to be on a winning team. What you did, and everything,
right.
And how you carry yourself and your team, even though you had a losing record.
Fact.
Well,
okay. That's a good one.
Well,
what you think,
Kale? Shouldn't Chris Paul be considered there? Because he sure has changed the dynamic of that team, that young squad
he has been a member of.
Yeah, I don't want to change your vote to Chris Paul. I don't want to change my vote. Joker is my vote. That's who I'm going with final. But I'm saying, shouldn't Chris Paul be mentioned, though, as far as like 57
Chris
said?
Westbrook
as far as it's not the record. As far like you said, for the record and stuff of what he has done for the team, and Chris Paul has that team. They have a young team. You got to think of it. They don't really have no stars like that. You have Booker, and Booker has been in and out of the lineup because of injuries also. And then you have the center. He's trying to get it, you know, but he comes soft on some centers, you know. Some centers he does very well, but when he played against and beat them, he didn't do too much. I was disappointed, you know.
Right.
And so we had a little pointers. He needed a little pointers that he should do it, be more aggressive. But I just think, you know, he should be considered.
What you think, man?
I'm going with Westbrook. I'm going with Westbrook. He's on my list.
Okay, but I put him on the list for you. I put him on the list.
He's on my list. Because this young man, listen, when what you're doing is being compared to the black and white photos and film, which means you're doing something that has not been done in almost forever.
Right.
That's an MVP to me. To me.
Yeah.
And we talk about Ted just said, you know, Westbrook, it don't matter who you are or how tall you are, he's going to fight you for what he wants. He had a dunk, and I forgot the guy's name that he dunked on, but who?
The dude from Charlotte.
From Charlotte,
Mobutu, something like that. Yeah.
Mobutu, he dunked like that, on that man, and I'm telling you,
that was a rookie. Kale, he did
that
to a
It don't matter. He's still 7 feet, Tree. And he's not a rookie. Yeah. Yeah, he's
second
not a rookie.
Year, okay, second year, please.
So what?
Don't matter.
He's still seven feet, dog.
He is. I'm not disputing nothing Kale's saying, but I'm just saying he dunked on a second play in the league. So, I mean, it's to be expected. We're talking about Westbrook.
Oh. Wow. You know.
Come on, man.
Come on, bruh. Come
he
on, bruh.
Everything he got with anybody. That's with anybody. He can't play like that with anybody. He
exactly.
And that's
the case. He's my MVP.
MVP every year. He'll be the MVP every year. You got to bring the team with you.
Hey, if it's deserving.
He's doing that. I'm helping you. He's doing that. Like,
you came out with that he's 7 feet. Like,
I didn't say that.
Or the fact that he's only been in the league, 2 years? I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
But what I'm saying is you compared it like he dunked on Carmelo or, you know,
that'd be easy on Carmelo. That because Carmelo
right.
can't jump and won't play no defense.
But he's old now. But I'm talking. Okay, y'all got it. Westbrook should be
like they say. Anybody
is your choice.
On.
Westbrook is the MVP, right?
That's his choice.
Right. Anybody can get dunked on. Right.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Oh, I'm a cut.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
So my pick is Giannis because he has both the Bucks.
Got a combo.
Yeah, I like Giannis.
That's a good choice.
I like Giannis. I like what he brings to the table. I like he's a big Westbrook to me. He's one. He play like Westbrook, but he a big man. Like he stay
there
on the ball.
Yeah, they shoot that
three
pointer with the same consistency.
They shoot it
with the same consistency. Never make it.
Giannis do make it.
But Giannis not up there with the assists, though.
He don't take many.
He's
but
not
he
up there with the assists. He's not up there with the assists,
Giannis
though.
Giannis only averages like 6 assists, man.
He doesn't make anyone
better
around him. He doesn't.
He do make
you know,
people better around him.
He do
he
go
do.
Hard.
When
I agree with
he
you.
Do.
He goes
only because
hard.
You have to double team him. Because you have to double
but
team
he
him, he makes
that's right.
Better.
And then anytime you have to double team, that means you like that.
Yeah, you have to double
can
team.
But you stop Giannis.
But he ain't getting him assists.
He
should have had 10 assists.
Wait a minute,
okay.
Hold on. Listen, that's my pick. Thank you very much.
For the guy who brought up Chris Paul's name, look what Chris Paul
Joe,
did.
That's Ted. You talking about Ted,
okay,
Joe.
Yeah, no, hold on one second. He did that with
no,
okay,
I'm telling you his
so,
name. I'm telling you his name.
MVP? No,
yeah.
Chris Paul.
Yeah,
he
just, No, she's just telling you the guy's name.
Listen, Joe.
Hold on, Joe. I'm telling you what you're talking about. I'm just telling you his name. His name is Ted.
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 Yes.
With a T. Spell it, because you know
yes.
With a T.
I'm in the car.
Wait, I mean, you wrote him with the phone down a little bit. Ted said,
I know he mentioned Chris Paul, and I'm like, Chris Paul is doing that with Ting. And I know you said they got a young center, but they got some guys that's been in the league for a little while too, Brazen and them guys like that, they balling. But you could say Chris Paul could have got the MVP then last year with OKC, because what he did with OKC, he's doing with Phoenix now. So he does this with everybody.
Yeah.
He does that with everybody. And I love him. I love him for what he does. And the man got so much heart. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that, but it's like when we start talking about, we shouldn't look at the record. It's always been done with the record. Now, we changing how we do things.
No, it has.
Then we can talk about Westbrook.
Michael Jordan won MVP, and they got knocked out by Detroit.
He wasn't the leading scorer in the league with the team with the best record. Michael Jordan.
Who was?
He got that MVP. MVP used to be the rule. Can I finish?
Go ahead, let him finish.
Now, Michael Jordan was the leading scorer in the league with the team with the best record. That's who used to win the MVP. They just started talking. That's why LeBron just said the other day, now we going just go on records. He said, but he don't think we should just go on records. That's why LeBron just said Steph should be the MVP, because it shouldn't go on your record. It should be what you mean to your team and what you've done and where your team at, not just your record. You shouldn't have it used to be the best record with the leading score of the team with the best record, always won. That's why LeBron won all them years and KD came in second. But one year, KD led the league in scoring, and they had the best record, and he didn't win it. The next year, KD won it. That's when he gave a speech about Westbrook and his mother is the MVP. Now, you can go back and check that. So the part, I don't know what aspect you're talking about I'll wait and listen.
It will be.
I'm listening.
It will be.
I'm listening.
Go ahead, 57.
Maybe they've been doing that since 2000. Maybe they've been doing that since 2000. That the team with the best record also had the MVP. But I've seen it for years where the player that was MVP wasn't on the best team in the league. I've seen that. So Larry Bird even won MVP, and his team wasn't the best team in the league that year. So I have to disagree with you. But, you know, that's what makes it a good show, man, if we can disagree with one another.
Name the person who won it over Larry Bird. If Larry Bird had the leading scorer in the league and their team had the best record.
He's saying he wasn't.
If Boston was the
leading
scorer, but
he won. No.
Yeah,
he's saying.
Name the person. Now, name the person who did that. That's why LeBron just spoke to us.
That's what he said, Larry Bird. You're not listening. That's what he said.
Yeah,
Larry Bird is the person.
Who won?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
Wait a minute, Joe.
He won the MVP.
Go ahead. Y'all know it. You got it. He said
Larry Bird won the MVP, and he wasn't on the team with the best record, and he wasn't the leading scorer.
And he won. That's what he said. And he won.
I don't remember that.
Oh. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember that.
It used to be a time when they put together your scoring, your assist, everything that you did on the court, they put together, and how you helped your team. And your team didn't have to have the best record in the NBA. That's all I'm saying. You didn't have to win it all in order for the player on your team get the MVP of the league.
Well, now they got some names. I just need some names.
They have different two MVPs. They have an MVP for a regular season, then they have an MVP for playoff.
Exactly.
For the playoff.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
So, what are you talking about then?
Are you talking about MVP of the league or MVP of the playoffs?
No, I definitely wouldn't be saying the playoffs. I'm talking about the league. The league. That's why I'm talking about the record. That's why I even put the record in there. I wouldn't be talking about the playoffs.
That's why he ended up giving the MVP most of the time before the playoffs even start good.
And they should, because just like you had the guy from Iguodala won the MVP, he would never be the leading scorer, and he's won the MVP of the finals, and y'all know he ain't gonna never be the leading scorer. You know, so it's a difference in the playoffs and the finals.
That was because of his play in the finals. You know,
exactly.
That was because of how he played.
Defense.
Now,
defense. He D'd up LeBron.
So, right. And so that's why they gave him that. And so LeBron's speaking about it now, because LeBron knows this might be his last year, so he's trying to get MVP. You know, he's been saying that at the beginning of the season. So
he's trying to do some things like what Tree said earlier.
He be putting that out there, you know, like they said earlier. He's putting that out there. You know,
Matt, it's time for them to change the rules now.
Come on.
I agree with you.
That is fact.
You know, because he got that championship. Like I tell Kale, he got that championship. He needs three asterisks by that, man, because it was a shortened season. A lot of teams opted out.
Thank you.
He had a very short season. It was in the bubble. So, and then also I told Kale the other day, you got to look at Miami. Remember, Dragic was having a heck of a series that game before when they put out Boston, whoever. But he got hurt. Okay, Gordon Dragic.
Yeah.
So now, if he would have played healthy in that L.A. series, we might have seen maybe it would have been different. It wouldn't have been no sweep like that. It wouldn't have been, you know,
You pulled up a hell of a topic. That asterisk, I put that on ESPN. I put that on Twitter. On every little social media I'm on, why don't you hear the word asterisk about the championship last year, about people opted out, some of the best players in the league opted out, other teams didn't have all their, and that man won the championship, and nobody say an asterisk should be put in the championship last year because it's LeBron.
I'm going to tell you why they're not saying nothing because guess what? It's your fault you opted out. That's your business you opted out. I'm playing who's playing, period.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to do with you opting out.
I feel like the best player in the league ain't play. You had KD out.
But it was a choice. It was a choice. It was a choice. It was a choice.
Go ahead and finish this.
I said go ahead and finish this. It's a delay. That's the phone. Y'all not playing fair. Because my thing is this. Y'all putting it out there like the man is so whatever. Like, I'm not a LeBron hater, but I'm not a LeBron fan either. But I'm just a sports fan. But my thing is this. He played who was available. That's not his fault that everybody else opted out. That's not his fault, period.
No, it's not. It's not. But if it was the other way around. But if it was the other way around and he lost, would that asterisk have been there?
No.
Talked about.
If it was the other way around and he lost.
No.
Wow.
No, I think it would have.
I think so.
Why would the rules change? Because he lost.
You had some of the best players in the world didn't play last year. You had KD, you had Kyrie Irving, a number of players that didn't play.
If they didn't play, you don't
win a championship like that. Treece,
I'm with you on that, Treece. I am with you on that. Those players made a choice. Those
That's
players
right.
made a choice for themselves. So you can't You can't fault LeBron on that.
Yeah, you can't fault LeBron.
But,
oh, no doubt. You can't fault him.
No, you can't.
It should be an asterisk tied to the championship because you had COVID. You had a lot of things happening last year that changed the whole league. That never happened before. They got asterisks. They got asterisks by other situations. Why wouldn't it be an asterisk even talked about? I said you don't even hear the word asterisk. That's what I said. I came to the table and said you don't even hear the word asterisk about the championship last year when you had
the craziest
circumstances facing us. Hold on. You had the craziest year ever since our time because it ain't nobody on this phone over 67 years old.
It's everyone.
Hold on. I just said, why isn't the word asterisk? He mentioned asterisk and Ted mentioned the word asterisk, and I'm with him. I done mentioned this on all the social media sites, ESPN. I said, it's all funny because LeBron, because LeBron won, you don't hear the word asterisk. We know how much control and power LeBron has in the league. He's the face of the NBA, as he should be. He should be the face of
Man,
the NBA.
You sound funny.
What he's done, how many years he played. What's funny?
That only makes
We're going to table that one for a second.
I love LeBron for black folk.
Joe, you love his accomplishment. You love the type of man he is off the court.
Yes,
but
love him.
How you gonna say I don't, Tree?
Man, you done made us liars. Man, you gonna call us liars and everything? Come on,
every time. Every time you talk about LeBron, it's something negative. Every time me and you have these conversations, you say something negative about him.
I gotta tell you that you don't have to be negative. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Miss T gonna tell us about these Hall of Fame inductees. All right, y'all, we be right back to Kale's Corner. Look, y'all got me over here ducking under my laptop. Is it safe to come out? Can I come out now, Tree?
Yes.
All right. Run down this Hall of Fame inductee list for us.
Okay, go ahead. You know, the Hall of Fame, they did two Hall of Fames this year because last year it was postponed.
Okay.
So the 2020 Hall of Fame inductees were, Usher Bowman, Kobe Bryant, Tamika Catchings, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Kim Mulkey, Barbara Stevens, and Eddie Sutton, and Rudy Tomjanovich. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was from 2020. Okay. Now, the inductees for this year are the ninth winningest coach in NBA history, Rick, and Rick Alderman, two-time NBA champion, 11 times NBA All-Star, NBA Finals, MVP, and 10 times NBA All-Star Paul Pierce, the first black NBA head coach, Bill Russell. He went in as a coach. NBA NBA champion, one-time NBA champion, four-time NBA defensive player of the year, Ben Wallace, and five-time NBA All-Star, NBA Rookie of the Year, Chris Webber, two-time NCAA National Championship Villanova coach, Jay Wright, seven-time WNBA All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist, Yolanda Griffiths, seven times WNBA All-Star and three times WNBA MVP of the league, Lauren Jackson. They all were inducted on May 15th of 2020, and they are now Hall of Famers.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You know, I was listening to Kobe Bryant's wife and you know, her speech. And I really miss Kobe, man. I really, truly miss Kobe. Just the stand-up man that he was. And you know, his wife was saying that she and he were in conversation, and she asked him, "You're not feeling good. Why are you playing? You know, you're not altogether healthy. Why are you playing?" And Kobe looked at her and said, "I'm playing for that kid who saved up his money in the nosebleed section and never had an opportunity to see me play. Well, this is the first time he'll be able to see me play." And I thought about that, you know. I thought about that. And it takes a special kind of athlete to operate and think in that mindset. I mean, just think about that. Out of the millions of people who have seen him play, both on TV and in person, he's thinking about that one person who saved up their money to come and watch him perform. And we as fans are so caught up with, man, he ain't hustling. He ain't, you know, giving his all. Dude bull jabbing out there on the court. I can't remember a time I would look at Kobe play and I would think that. Can you, Tree?
Nope. He went hard every time. Every time. Even when he didn't
Ted, I know how you feel about Kobe, but can you remember a time ever when you weren't feeling he's giving you everything he's got?
Mm-hmm. Never. Hey. Another perfect example of how Kobe thought and operated. Allen Iverson, you know, said that, man, him, you know, he saw, you know, Kobe and stuff, and he said, AI said that I'm finna go party. Kobe said, I'm finna go to the gym. You know, so that
right.
tells you how much he just put in the work, man, and how he just every day just dedicated his life towards basketball. And like you say, giving to fans everything he got, everything he had, he gave to basketball, man. Ever since he was little, he gave it all to basketball. That's all he did from when he was overseas, because his dad played overseas, when he was in Italy, you know. And that's all he did because he played basketball and stuff. And so, like you say, man, that is really – you don't have that today. Like you say, people get a little scratch or something. They want the trainer to come out and wipe their blood out. But I've seen women fall, man, really take hard falls, and nobody even come and help them, man. I'd be like, yo, is they trainers out here? Come on, you got gloves. Go help this young lady. But they don't, man. But Paul George got a busted nose, man. And listen, they was, man, putting tissue all up in his nose. And, he act like he was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, I got punched in my nose with a sucker punch and stuff and stuff, got it broke and stuff. And, man, I was still ready to go at him. And he's soft. Like you say, they're really soft. And it's not the same league and stuff. It's not the same league. And so I agree with you, Kel. Kobe was something special, man, like Jerry West has said before he even drafted him. You know, he said, I got this kid that's in high school. He's going to be one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well,
come on, 57. 57, you got something to add to this?
We ain't got so many great players out there that we can put in the category with Kobe and Michael and Magic, guys that they care more about coming out there and winning or going to the bench so they can get iced up for the rest of the half. You know, I can't see, but I don't see any players out there right now that give it that all like they used to, you know. And I watch, like I said, these last 6 months, I've been watching a lot of basketball. And for real, I haven't seen anybody out there right now that get hit, go down and get back up, you know, maybe still got a limp at the end of the game. No, these guys got to go to the locker room, man.
Well, only one player I have seen do that is Gafford. He gets back up, man. He's taking terrible falls. So that's why I love that kid. That's the one player I have seen.
Gafford.
I mean, give it all, man. Okay, so but I agree with you though on other players, but.
I think that is the Westbrook effect, for real. I think that because I believe if Gafford was playing in this nature when he was with Chicago, I don't think Chicago would have traded him. I don't think Chicago would have moved him.
I don't think they gave him a chance, though. So, but I understand what you're saying. Westbrook
they didn't really give him a chance.
You know, Westbrook did, give him some encouragement and all that, but I think that kid had it in him, you know what I'm saying? Because he had it in him in college and stuff, so, but they just didn't play him. The Bulls are just, I don't know. But,
I also feel like if you look at the Wizards, you know, maybe Westbrook is the guy we need here to show you how to practice, show you how to win, show you how to be all out during the whole game.
That's,
you know,
that's why
like
he's my MVP. That is why he's my MVP. Excuse me, 57. That is why he is my MVP. In spite of his coach, who absolutely, Treats almost cursed. Who absolutely knows not a thing. I'm serious. Again, like I said earlier, offense comes easy.
Right.
What, Thibodeau, look how he has New York playing defense, man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Yep.
And then not even to mention, and Ted, you and I had this conversation. Why in the heck is Cassius Winston not given an opportunity? Why is this young man, and we're going into a playoff format now. I believe in watching his college film that this young man has something to add to this team. Brooks won't play him. And look, every time Bradley Beal comes off the court, who's the first player to say something to him? Cassius Winston. Mm-hmm. When Westbrook comes off the court, Cassius Winston is right there. Or when somebody dunks or steal or block, he's the first one up. The young man shows his interest. He shows his motivation night in and night out, and he's not given an opportunity. He's not given an opportunity, but, and I know I went off subject, but I'm going to beat my drum for this young man every chance I get because I believe in him. And I hate to see another Kelly Oubre situation where we bring this young man into the league. He has a good game or two, and now he's off somewhere else doing it for someone else.
Yes.
I do not want to see that situation again.
Yeah.
With Scott Brooks at the helm, I mean, we don't know what we'll get. We don't know what exactly we're going to get from this Wizards team and from him as a coach. But Westbrook and Beal and Gafford, we know what they're bringing to the table. And listen, Ish Smith, you are a facilitator. Stop all them crazy shots, man. Stop all them crazy shots. That's a missed opportunity. Every time you miss down the floor and the other team comes back to their offensive end and scores, they're patenting their lead against us. Every time. And you're shooting with sometimes three guys on you. That should tell you somebody, one of my teammates are open. Somebody is open, man. And where I'm shooting from, the odds that I have a teammate closer to that basket are greater with every long distance shot I try to take. And it's to the point now, they don't even check him. They just let him shoot. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they know he's going to miss. Scott Brooks, you are the coach, man. Get control of that. Step up, be a man, and get control of your team. Excuse me, y'all.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Kale's commentary for the night.
For the night. Because I know they're going to put Ish Smith in. And he's going to, and I guarantee, I watched it the other night with Ted Antry. And I said, watch Ish Smith come down here, shoot this ball. He's not even looking to pass. And sure enough, he came down court, shot the ball, missed, team score. Shot the ball again, team score. Shot the ball again, the other team score. And the next thing you know, we're behind by 8 points. Now, I'm not worried about an 8-point deficit because the Wizards seem to fight back. They find a way to fight back. This team now, no lead is safe. No lead is safe. The other night when they were playing, who were they playing the other night, Therese, when I called you? I forgot. But anyway.
Charlotte
had a 15-point lead. Mm-hmm. They had a 15-point lead at the start of the third quarter. By the end of the third quarter, the Wizards were up.
Yeah.
The Wizards were up. So it's safe to say no lead is safe. It's safe to say that this team and Bradley Beal, we all know a hamstring. You have to warm that hamstring up. That hamstring is a part of your body that's just like your mind. It has to be in the mood to perform. So once Bradley's hamstring came along, then Bradley starts scoring like crazy. I think he had like 25 points in that third quarter by himself. So I'm saying this just to say, Scott Brooks, this team, and I put it on Westbrook and some on Beal. But this team is finding a way to win even with the head coach. And, oh, my goodness, it was a timeout. They wanted to challenge a play. And the team was on the court like, no, no, don't challenge. Don't, what are you doing? And Scott Brooks stood there looking like a silly little kid that just wet his diaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, yeah, you know what? We need more situations like this so Ted Leonsis and the powers that be can see that you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, the Capitals and the Bruins are tied 1-1, and I watched that game last night, and I don't know what Capital team that we have before us now. I really don't. I really,
right.
truly don't. The game went into overtime, and the Capitals lost the second time that the game has gone into overtime. The Capitals won the first game in the overtime, but they lost last night in the overtime, and they lost because puck security. That was one thing that I raved about the Caps when they were champions, how they protected the puck, how passes were direct and on point to their teammates. Last night, the pass was, not only was it off point, but it was directly to the Bruins player. He shoots his shot, they score, and win the game. I haven't seen this from this Capitals team. I have not seen that type of action from this Capitals team. But hopefully that's just what it was last night, and these guys are going to get themselves together. But I tell you what, if they continue to play the way that they're playing, then the Caps are going to come on home with us. They're going to come on home and sit down because they're not playing true Capitals hockey. And I don't know if it's because coaching or Ovechkin is old or Backstrom or Wilson. I don't know. Or if it's the goalie, Alexander, you know. Another thing I noticed last night, he spent a lot of time away from the goal crease. You're the goalie, dude. You are the goalie, dude. It is your job to protect the crease. And you being 5-6 feet away from the goalie crease every play, that's not going to work.
Right.
That's not going to work. All right. Go ahead, Teresa.
No, I mean, I know exactly what play you're talking about, and I saw it. So I was right there. I mean, you were talking on the phone. I was yelling, and you were screaming, and I was like, oh, Lord.
Girl, like I say, I've learned to keep my Lysol and hand sanitizer and all that stuff away from me while I'm watching the game because I throw things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
So, and then in overtime, it was like right there in overtime, it was like we lost. It wasn't even a minute.
It was 38 seconds into the overtime. 38.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen the Caps lose like that? 38
right.
seconds? I was like, wow.
Yeah. I turned that TV
like,
so fast,
wow.
I was pissed off.
Man, you. All right.
Oh.
We got to take this time to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Ms. Treat, you got something you want to say, Ma?
Well, you know what I always say. We love you guys. We really, really, really love you guys today. but not more than yesterday, and definitely not as much as tomorrow. So we definitely will see you guys on Thursday, same time, same bad channel. We are here 5 to 7 Tuesdays and Thursdays. Be careful out there, people. Love somebody. Love, love, love somebody, and just love somebody.
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, I want to thank 57, Damon, Joe, Lou, Ted, everybody who called in and participated, man, and showed us love, man. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and let Ted get a word in. Come on, Ted.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. I think it was an excellent show. Thank you for having me on, brother. And I just asked for y'all to send a prayer out to I had a couple of classmates passed away, man, which was next door neighbors. One died Saturday night and one died Sunday, you know, upon being home on a funeral myself, you know. And then also I was able to attend another friend. His mother passed away. So it was a lot of things going on, man, a lot of death going on, man. So I like to just say, like Tree says, just love, man. Love someone. Tell someone you love them, man. And it doesn't hurt and stuff. And
it's
just,
free.
It is. And so I just wanted to say that and thank you again and say, hey, everybody, I love y'all. Have a good night.
Hey, we love you too, man. We love you too. We love you too. And that is what we call a wrap. Let's go out with Team Familiar, man.